Okay, so it should show it up in the corner that it's recording.
It does.
All right. It does. Good. Okay, so let's start. Whoops. Let's start looking at this. And before I show you this, I was just going to show you real quick the metabolic strategy. Okay, so this one's called metabolic healing. And this is another, if you want more reports, but it does break it down and it has a few descriptions. But the problem is with this, so it has, there's your GI genetics, so it has all those on one place, but it doesn't have descriptions that are kind of reasonable, but it does have links if you wanted to read more about these, right? Gastric intrinsic factor, PEMT, a lot of you have had PEMT. So this is mine, so. Anyway, just thought I'd show you that if you wanted to get any other reports, but hopefully by now. And then you and I we have a couple of good calls together to do this. So you've got, we have a common thread. I see this a lot. The 1A1s and the 1A2s and the 1B1s, and it's all the estrogen stuff we've been talking about and the caffeine avoidance and, Tylenol and all that kind of stuff. Although that's more than one. Yeah, you have all of those. So it's really being careful about that and supporting that. I see the 2D6 here, and that's one we haven't really looked at. And 2D6, which I think I'm going to show you on the genetic genie report. Here we go. Has a long list of medications. So, for some of you who are like, I don't want to take medication, if ever you're in a situation where something happens and they're saying, oh, you got to take this, when you have a list and you have access to what you shouldn't be taking, you can really protect yourself from having a crazy drug reaction, right? So this one, the 2D6, there's a lot of drugs here. 25% of prescription drugs, a lot of the tricyclics. And I see a lot of people who say, I went on an antidepressant. The doctor said, blah, take Prozac or whatever. And I felt like really horrible and I had to get off of it. A lot of those people have this SNP and they just can't process them fully. Right. So this is this one has an actual full list of all these drugs. So you can look that up.
I have a long history of that.
You have a long history of that. No wonder, right? That pathway is 80% blocked.
And both of my parents did too.
Both of your parents did. Well, it's obvious because you got it. At least they had partial because they each gave you a gene. So it makes total sense. And it's interesting when we go through these, so many people like, you go, oh my God, you just told me the story of my life. I remember one of the first calls I did years ago and this woman got on at the end and she was the last one to call and she was crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? She goes, you just described my whole life. My whole life, everybody told me I was a hypochondriac and I was overly sensitive and I wouldn't get out of the car at a gas station. I wouldn't take Tylenol. I'd rather have the headache because of the symptoms. And she goes, you just described my whole life. I realized that it wasn't that I'm a hypochondriac. It's that I have these gene SNPs that are creating a problem for me. So, and we have to be aware. Some of us are canaries in the coal mine. And some of us tolerate, but we don't necessarily, because we see so much cancer and we see so many degenerative diseases and autoimmune that somebody else, you think, oh, that person's lucky. They don't react to perfume and they don't react to formaldehyde, but they're not lucky. They're just not showing the symptoms outright, right? So it could be having more of a long-term effect. So I think it's a good thing to really be aware of. And your 3A4, that's more related to those estrogen pathways. And have you done the Dutch test yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll take a look at that. Because I think that looking at the pathways in the Dutch test to see how well you're detoxing. And then if we look at this chart, right, we look back at 3A6, 3A4. Where are we? There we are. And I'm just going to look to see if I have a nice big description of the 3A4 in here for you to able to look at here, right? The 3A4, 2D6, 2E, 3A4. So there's a lot here, right? It's related to the 14 and the 16 estrogens and breast cancer, bone osteoporosis, all these different things. So, and this is one case where it's not been done in vivo, it's been in vitro, meaning in a test tube, but it has been found to inhibit. A milk thistle has been found to inhibit this. So, I may think, oh, a milk thistle, great for my liver, but it may not be a good thing.
I've been taking it daily for the last month or two.
You know, it may not. Like, we don't know for sure if it does the same in the body, but, you know, it may not be such a good thing to be doing. Right. Yep. There's other ways to support your liver. There's dandelion, hawthorn berry, burdock root. There's a lot of other herbs that you can use instead.
For 10 years, I've been doing various detox things.
Yeah, and it may be actually counterproductive based on some of these SNPs.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, these are things that you probably naturally do. Increase cruciferous vegetables, increase fiber. I don't want to say anything about DIM supplements until we look at your Dutch test, but omega fats, all of these things are super important, right? Acid-reducing medications. So many people end up with these acid reflux symptoms and take antacids, and it could be counterproductive. And that's why I think it's a good thing to know these things. All right, what else? So mostly cognitive function. So we're going to look really, oh man, you have a lot of issues with your glutathione pathways.
And I've been taking glutathione liposomal off and on for a couple of years, and I think it helps.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing I would say to people with this, you know, sometimes depending if you take too much glutathione and you don't handle the sulfur, your body says, oh, we don't need to make glutathione. So it takes all those components and it backs it up, and then you can end up with too much sulfate, sulfite. So it's the Goldilocks principle. You want just the right amount. So the off and on is good, and maybe a little bit more on than off, but you want to tune in to how you feel. I kind of liken it to when there was all this dried fruit out there with sulfur dioxide, and everybody would put out these beautiful dried fruits. When you dry a fruit, it's going to turn brown, but they put sulfur dioxide, and some people have a really bad reaction to that.
You do.
Okay. So with you, with the glutathione, it's a matter of being careful about the amount. Right? Okay. Not too much, because you don't want those pathways to back up and build up that sulfur. But the thing is, you'll know, because whatever that reaction was, I would do glutathione liposomal, so you can control your amount. And I would start with small amounts, a little bit more, and just really tune in. Don't do it when you're on vacation. Don't do it when you're rushing around. Do it when you can tune in and recognize if you're starting to get there, and then you back it off. And you want to take that just right amount.
Okay.
Okay. You want the protection, but you also don't want the backup of those sulfur groups. Super important. Okay. Acetylation, this NAT2 is a real popular player today, right? So again, the things we've been talking about all day long about avoiding the amines, this heterocyclic amines, things that this is the best chart for it. Secondhand smoke, firsthand smoke, of course, as well, but even thirdhand smoke, like visiting your relative who smokes, but they don't smoke in front of you, but it's all in their carpeting and it's in their draperies, that can be affected and put you in a, put your immune system and your detox system as on overdrive. Right? So smokers and all this stuff. Again, you know, the things that are real important are your cruciferous, your garlic, onions, things like that. Let's go back here. I want to see what your initiation of detox pathways is before we go too far. Yeah, right. So organic, don't eat anything that's not organic. Don't use any laundry soaps or stuff on your skin that's not organic. Everything should be organic. You want a moisturizer, organic coconut oil. Your pesticide and herbicide, you know, that's going to affect your cardiac function, right? So this is really important. And then you have trouble initiating the detox pathways. So you have a lot of issues with your detox pathways, and you have trouble initiating it. So pristine, pure, clean, the all the way with you. Right? Caffeine is a no-no. Alcohol is a no-no. Sugar is a no-no. All of that stuff is super important, especially for you, given all this stuff. This could be, we'll see what's going on SNP-wise with your brain, but you may have nothing related to your brain in this, and it's all related to the toxicity that's getting into the brain and affecting it. Like for me, all these people in my family die of heart disease. My heart disease tips are like, not that bad. It's the blood sugar. I think that's what contributed to their heart disease. And that's why I'm super careful about blood sugar. So a little bit in glucuronidation, a little bit in the sulfation, just being careful, the glutathione, watching. There are strips you can get to test this. There's urine strips, sulfites and sulfates. And you can actually test to see if those levels are building up. And it might be a good idea to get a baseline and then start being a little more regular with the glutathione and seeing if those things go out of balance. And that might be even a better indicator before you start to get the symptoms to go, whoops, that's getting a little too high. Let me back off. Right. I would look in this chart that we have here, this one, because there's a page for each of these. And you can just like really pull out what, like the limonene, glucuronidation. That's a real easy thing. You put some lemon oil, lime oil, orange oil in your water and just drink that every day, right? Making sure your omega-3s, and that's going to affect your cognitive function as well. So your threes and sixes need to be balanced. We have that really cool chart for omega-6 and 3 balance and making sure that what you're eating is balanced, but also that you have all your B vitamins and vitamin C and other things like that that are intact to be able to take like your chia seeds and your hemp seeds and all those things and convert them into EPA, DHA. So blood spot fatty acid, if you haven't done a blood spot fatty acid test, I would recommend that.
And they've been good.
Everything was good?
Yes, like one or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay, good, good. So, you know, in a lot of this stuff, we look at the genes and you've already been doing a lot of stuff for a while. So a lot of it you might be already doing. And it just says, keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the right track. Methylation, C677T, plus this pathway down further. So your green leafy vegetables, your green juices, your green smoothies, your green powders. When you travel, bring green powders, take some folate, those sorts of things. And then B12 is big for you. You don't have a single green SNP. You don't have a single green one. They're all, yeah. So B12 is super important. Let me just look at your COMTs because you said the cognitive.
That's not good either.
COMTs are red. Yeah. Yeah. So do you take B12 right now?
I do. I started taking Body Bio.
Body Bio has a B12? I know they have a lot of minerals.
Okay. I thought it was vitamin B plus. It was from your store. I've tried different brands periodically over time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever notice that when you took certain B vitamins that you'd feel kind of anxious or irritable?
Well, I remember taking some B6 supplements and felt horrible, had leg cramps and I can't remember exactly. Okay. I determined that I was taking too much B6.
Okay. Well, it can affect your neurology and some people are going to be more sensitive than others. With the B12, because of your COMT status, I'd be super careful about the form you do. I would start with adenosyl B12.
Okay.
And then just build, generally they're usually just like 1,000 per drop. They're very, very concentrated. So you'd take one serving of that and build it up. If it's really small, then build it up. And if it's already 1,000 per drop, you can't really go any smaller than that unless you put a drop in a bottle and shake it up with water and dilute it. But I would start with the adenosyl and just get that going. And then I would look at, I would maybe do a little hydroxy after that and just see how you feel with that and then add the methyl. So that way you're getting this B12 into you, but you're not actually adding all the extra methyl groups that could backfire because of the COMT. Does that make sense?
Because okay. It's mostly methyl that I've been taking. And sometimes I've taken some that were both methyl and adenosine. Yeah,
I would go off the methyl at this point. If you are taking a B complex and you want to be taking a B complex, there's a one from Seeking Health called B minus. And that one has no methyl in it. And then what you do is you can take that, get your levels up, and then you add your B12 and your folate. And I would start with With the folate, I would just do food at this point. With the B12, I would stick with the adenosyl, then add a little hydroxy, and then just see how you do. And then if you want to do the B12, you get the liposomal and you do a drop at a time of the methyl and just take to your tolerance of it.
Okay.
Okay. And then the MUT, I wanted to look that one up real quick. Two of your SNPs are suggesting the adenosyl, and this one in particular. So I would stick with the adenosyl for a while, and then don't get off of the adenosyl. You would just add the other forms to it.
Okay.
Okay. The SAMI and the methylation. Zinc is oftentimes super important for this BHMT, and I'm going to look at your zinc status. Do you have a red zinc? B6. Zinc is heterozygous. So yeah, zinc is an important nutrient for you here.
And I do.
That is vitamin A is super important. You're not able to efficiently, effectively convert from beta carotene, which is in all the great foods you're eating, into the vitamin A. And so that can cause problems with your vision, with your eyes, with your immune system, with your lungs. This is super important, especially right now in the environment we're in with immune and the lungs being one of those mucous membranes that are, you know, at risk. I would get on a vitamin A right away.
I've been doing bioemulsion A. My DOM has me take bioemulsion A. Four drops.
Okay. And are you taking, 5 to 10,000?
It's 4 drops. I guess it might be 4,000.
Okay. So make sure it's at least 5,000. Okay. You might even go for extra protection, just do 10 to 20 for 3 or 4 days and then drop it back down to 5 just to give yourself, it's water, it's fat soluble. So it's not going to be something you can take a lot of for a long time, but it is something that you can tolerate getting higher levels of for a short period of time. You store it, you replenish, and then you can go back down.
Okay.
Okay. So that's just super important, especially for prevention of viral infections and protecting your lungs and your mucous membranes and also your gut. It's important in gut repair. D is similar.
Right now, because of all this virus going on, to take 20,000 a day.
Yeah, I personally did a few days of 100,000 and then I dropped it down just for protection. If you start to feel anything coming on, and I'll tell this to everybody, if you start to feel like a flu virus kind of thing coming on, then I would do 100,000 of D, 100,000 of A, and do that for 3 to 4 days. And then you drop it back down to a normal level, whatever your regular level of D would be based on your blood test. You know, it might be 10, it might be 20, it might be 5. With A, you know, somewhere between 5 and 10. And then C, to bowel tolerance. And if you're not sure about the bowel tolerance, or you have a really irritable bowel and it's not a good thing to take too much C, I would get a liposomal C. You know, at the first sign of anything, right? A liposomal C. And do 10 to 12 grams a day. It's pricey, it's $1 a gram, but you're gonna do that for a little while and then you can switch off to a less expensive version of it. But just to get that immune system going, especially those of you that have that PEMT SNP where the phospholipids may not be right up there, that's gonna help supply so much good nutrition to you. So I said about 100,000 at A and D for 3 to 4 days, and then C to either bowel tolerance or 1,000 three times a day to start if you're doing a powdered. But if you're not, I just go for 3 or 4 days of 10 to 12 grams of liposomal C, and then you can back it down to a more normal dose after that, or do a C flush. But that's all the stuff that's going to be protective. Are you in Washington or are you in Oregon?
I was in Oregon. Now I'm in New Mexico.
Oh, that's right. You moved to New Mexico. That's right. So you're in a less endemic area as the environment goes right now.
Right. Except my partner has the flu and it sounds like Corona. It's possible Corona. We just got back from New Zealand.
And all right. So get him on this right away. right? And you too.
Yeah.
Okay. So right away, this 10,000 that I just told you about, you have the A already, you have the D already. You may not have liposomal C if you don't give them whatever C you have, and then get yourself some liposomal C. Okay. And keep them quarantined.
Yes. Not leave the house.
Well, keep them quarantined away from you though. I'm saying don't be hugging and kissing and you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No. Right. Even sleeping in a separate bed would be a good thing to do at this point. Okay. Yeah. Cause you want to keep yourself really strong. You can do this.
So far, so good.
Good. All right. Okay, so B6. So let me scroll back up because I skipped a few things.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
You have a great attitude, Dawn.
Yeah.
I mean, you have like this no nonsense attitude, like, yep, no problem. We've got this. So I just wanted to commend you on that.
And I want to say that that's also part of your immune system, right? We all have to have this. If we go into fear mode, the immune system shuts
down.
Well,
it's this craziness.
There's something going on. Yes, we can't, you know, say there isn't, but we can't get ourselves in panic mode over it. That hurts us more than probably the infection itself. You can fight things off when you're in that mode. So meditation, heart math, right? Walking around the neighborhood, just feeling, you know, the good vibes is really important for your immune system. Yeah, but also the vitamins help too. And okay, so what I did with, my cup is gone, but I took apple cider vinegar, lemon juice. I put in some cloves of garlic, a hunk of ginger, a hunk of turmeric, some cayenne pepper, blended that up and added in my C and zinc and iodine and all kinds of other stuff, whatever stuff you take in. And I made this drink and I drank it down. And I've been doing that twice a day because I'm like,
can you do that again?
Yeah.
ACV,
lemon juice. And I don't know how much, I just pour, you know, maybe a couple of tablespoons of each. And then I put in, today I made it for the two of us. So I put in like, I don't know, 6 or 8 cloves of garlic. And we know that raw garlic is super important for the immune system. It's just how the heck are you going to eat 6 to 8 cloves of raw garlic a day? It's hard. This drink covers it up. All the rest of it is so strong that it covers up the garlic. So you can put a whole bunch of garlic in there. A hunk of ginger like this big. And then a piece of turmeric, similar size, but it's smaller diameter. And then I just poured in the cayenne pepper. You got to be careful, you know, if you have a sensitive stomach, but I don't. I just shoved in the cayenne pepper. And then I put in vitamin C powder. I put in liposomal C. I put in liposomal glutathione. So I just put everything in that I could think of. And I tested myself to see what I needed. I put liposomal glutathione. I put liposomal zinc, not liposomal zink, ionic zinc, liquid iodine, silver. Like drops of colloidal silver. What else did I put in there? Oh, quercetin. Quercetin is a super good antihistamine. So as soon as like some of those histamine responses come in, the quercetin does a great job. And I just ordered a bag of it, micro something, not micronutrients, micro. It's micro something, but I ordered it off of Amazon. I just looked up and I have a bag. I just ordered a second bag because I was getting low of it. And I put that all together and drank it. I also added omega-3 algae oil, but my husband thought that made him nauseous. He thought it tasted like too fishy. So you can leave that out and do it separately. So next time I do that, when I'm going to feed him, I'm going to keep that part out because he didn't like it. I heard him gagging as he was drinking it. But that it's just a super potent drink. And it's not hard to get down. Actually, when I was telling him about it yesterday, he says, that sounds tasty. Can you make me some too? So I did. But just whatever you can do to support these pathways, especially given you've got A and D, you have SNPs with A and D, right? And C, where was your C? I don't remember your C now. Yeah, no, your C is fine. So you probably don't need as much C as somebody else who would have that SNP.
Well, when I travel, half my suitcase is
vitamins.
my DOM gives me all kinds of Chinese herbs, like buy different bottles of Chinese herbs to take before I get on the plane, after I get off the plane, if I have this symptom, that symptom. So
that's awesome. And you know what the beauty of that is? It's customized. They're doing probably pulses and tongue diagnosis and all this to figure out what it is for you. So I think, yeah, you're in good shape there. So, you know, but exposure is it's really important when you're traveling, because then you're exposed to all kinds of stuff. And if you're like, New Zealand's a long flight, unless you bring your own food, you know, you're either fasting or you're going to eat food that's not organic, because they don't have anything useful on the plane. I said to my husband, who said, all the stores, everything's gone, all the dried food. I'm like, awesome, great. What about the fresh food? He goes, oh, plenty of fresh food. I went, okay, just let's load up. And if we need to make some dried kale or whatever, we will. And I said, but you know what? If we run out of food, we fast, no big deal. He goes, honey, we're not going to run out of food for 3 years. We have so many nuts and seeds and sprouting seeds and all that. He said, we want to fast. We have to decide to fast, because if we wait till we run out of food, it's going to be years. So, you know, that nobody's buying the fresh stuff. They're buying, or frozen even, right? So go buy frozen vegetables. Go, you're right, but they're buying all the cans of stuff. They're buying the flour products, the pasta. He said the pasta shelves are gone. Like, these people are destroying their immune system while they're trying to prevent themselves from getting sick. Doesn't make sense, does it?
The other thing I wanted to point out in the Vital Healing Kitchen show, it's like January of 2017 or something like that. You and I had done that
emergency preparedness. Yep.
And then also seeds, your chia seeds or any of those sprouting seeds. A sprout is a complete food.
That's right.
So, you know, sprout. And then, I mean, I feel like it's a huge blessing that it's happening now, unless it snows really badly again here. Because you have things like nettles and clover and all that stuff that's going to be coming up here.
Right.
If you have violets coming up, scarf those puppies down. They are so good for your immune system.
Awesome.
We've been having an explosion of them over here for the last couple of years. And now I kind of know why. So they know before we do what we need. So just, we've got veritable salad bowls of food.
Exactly.
There is no need to worry.
And the sprouting seeds, I was on this sprouting kick a few years ago and I didn't end up sprouting. So I have all these seeds in my fridge, broccoli seeds and kale and all these seeds for sprouting. And I could have like months and months and months of fresh food just by sprouting. Right. So we have to just calm down and, you know, take precautions. But yeah, hand washing while you're scarfing down donuts is not going to protect you. I'm sorry. It's not. Right?
All of you should watch that Vital show. I watched it last night. They're adorable doing it. They're both in their own kitchens working back and forth. And it has a lot of really good basic
good information.
Things. I wrote down all kinds of things.
Okay, so you think it was January 2017?
It was something like that. I put
it
the
link.
It was
2017, but yeah.
It was January, I just remember that.
Yeah, post it again, Lynn, because I pulled it off of either FNC or somewhere, ERC, I'm not sure.
It was the NEPT Facebook group is where I put it.
Yeah, post it again, it's a great one.
Okay.
And if you haven't, you know, laughter is a great immune system booster, right?
So I was laughing watching that. It was just like.
Well, there's one, post it in ERC. I posted it in NEPT, but it's a, J.P. Sears is doing a mockery of this whole coronavirus thing. And, you know, he's just like, okay, yeah. So all you guys got to do is like get really scared and hoard the toilet paper. And guess what? It's going to make up for the years of food abuse and the sugar and the junk you've been eating. Don't worry about it. All you have to do is this. And I like rolling on the floor.
And I never realized how much I touched my face until they said, don't touch your face. And he goes like this.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah, this is Judy.
You mentioned sprouting and having sprout stuff. You were going to try that Pomona.
I love it. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I want to see
that. It's so easy. It's this Hamama thing, and you basically, they send you these seed trays, and they send you this thing, and you fill it with water up to a certain place. And Lynn's laughing because she's like, why don't you just sprout your own stuff? But for me, it works. And I push it down under the water, and you wait. And after a few days, they pop through the little, you know, it's all organic paper, whatever. It pops through. And then within a few days, you have sprouts. And I love it because I don't forget to water them. I don't overwater them. I've not had any luck with sprouting, and I've tried every sprouting device possible. I have a black thumb, whatever. But this thing is awesome. I love it. I'm waiting for them to send me. I'm like freaking out now because I put it on auto ship to send me three of those packets a month. And I'm thinking, well, that might not be enough. And I'm like, where's my three packets? Isn't it been a month yet? Because I'm on my last one. But I got kale, daikon, and broccoli. Sprouts. And they're little microgreens. I love it. I really love it.
Thanks for that. This is Judy. I might be able to stand keeping up with that because I forget.
Yeah.
Whatever I plant in my little pots out back in my and call it a garden, they always go because I forget to water them.
Because you forget to water them, and that's what I'd have with the sprouts. I'd either forget to drain it, or I'd leave it draining for 2 days, and then they'd turn moldy, and I just wasn't having any success. So. Yeah, sprouts are great.
You know, this would be a great gift for my grandkids too.
Yeah.
Because it comes up, you know, we usually do radishes because they sprout so quickly. And so there's that instant gratification. But this would be.
And then you just take a scissor and you cut them off. You throw the sheet, you throw it in your compost. So it's totally compostable except for the plastic tray that you put the water in.
That's what I'll put in their Easter baskets.
It'll be fun.
The microgreens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So you have a PEMT, Dawn. So you do need to, you know, the phospholipid sunflower lecithin is what I recommend. It could be soy lecithin, but you have to be super careful. I am allergic to soy.
Very allergic.
So sunflower lecithin. That's why I don't recommend the soy, because a lot of people are allergic. A lot of people are allergic and they don't know. It's one of the top allergens. And a lot of it is GMO. So sunflower lecithin, you just stick it in your smoothies. You can stick it in nut milks. Really good thing. You know, your ApoE is, a 4, 3, 4. And Lynn, would you do me a favor and look up? Oh, I know how to look it up. Never mind. There was this problem with the reporting, and I don't know if they fixed it, but you did yours a while ago. So there was a problem with the reporting. I'm going to look up. Okay, so I'm going to make sure I check it in this one on the last page. Okay, so ApoE. I'm going to write this down. And then I'm going to make sure that I've given you all the right information, because I was talking, we were on with Judy yesterday, and I was like, okay, so ApoE. So mine is 2-3. And mine is yellow, green. And mine is, so CT, CT is the 2. So the risk allele is C, and the risk allele is C on the 4. The risk allele. So the risk allele is C on both. And I think what they reported on this genetic detoxification was a little bit. Okay, so, whoops. Here you go. Well, where did it go, John? Okay. So yours are, they report the risk allele is, okay. So this, so I was correct. It's just that the, generally speaking, when you're, it is a 4-3 in this regard, but you would, I would have expected to see it yellow to be a 4-3.
Yes. My maternal grandmother had Alzheimer's, and 3 of my mother's siblings had Alzheimer's.
Yeah. So you have the risk, but you have the attitude and you have the habits, and we're going to fine tune those habits to make sure that it doesn't happen to you.
Right. But animal protein is not a good thing. Animal fat is not a good thing with this, with the four. You want to minimize it. Four, it's so like did you, 11
you said acres. Three, you said 3-4, right?
She's a 3-4. Yeah. Okay. So Judy, if you look back to what we were looking at with you yesterday, I think yours was similar. So this is a 3-4.
So her APO, yeah. The RS7412T, is the T is really a C and the green is really red instead of green. Is that correct?
Yeah, because she doesn't have any twos.
Right. Right.
Exactly. This should be red. Exactly.
That's exactly what mine is. And I was going to ask you about that on someone a little bit earlier, because there was reading exactly like that and we didn't note it. So
yeah. And that's why I keep having to go back to that other report, because we noticed it on, and like, right. Wait a minute. Yeah. So this is a 3-4. What we would expect to see with we would expect to see a red mm-hmm. on the E on the 2 in a 3-4. But because this thing reports it backwards, the risk right. allele is C, this is actually a red.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Because this is reporting as if it's a 2-3, like if you look at mine. Which is a 2-3 from based on looking at it on, where'd it go? Right. What you would expect this to be is a 2-3, right? And this is consistent. This is not just this report. This is consistent with the others. It's just that we've got to report it to these genetic detoxification people. I'm curious to see what they reported in the book. So it just gets me, it gets my brain on it. Fired discombobulated. So I've been saying it right all day for those of you who have seen it. I just wanted to make sure. All right. So, you know, being careful about your blood sugar, super important when you have any kind of Alzheimer's risk, when you have family history, you've got a number of Alzheimer's risk genes. So your blood sugar, meticulous, like super, super careful about it. Keeping ketone levels, you know, a mild state of ketosis, anywhere from 0.5 to 1 all the time would be a really good thing for you to be doing. Okay. And then, yeah, so you do have, I said, maybe it was just the detox that led to the cognitive stuff, but you do. And we're out of time here today, but we'll talk more detail about this. Dopamine, GABA. I would recommend that you do that. The edge effect test, Braverman, just look it up and do his test. And that'll give you a sense of where most of your symptoms are falling. My guess is it's going to be dopamine and GABA.
Okay.
A lot of dopamine, right? A lot of dopamine. But until I see all your supplements, I know you're taking a lot. I want to make sure we fine tune. I want to just say, take this. I don't want to keep adding stuff on.
Every time I change practitioner, I would get another pile of supplements.
Let's see what we can use of those supplements. Yeah. So that's one of the things I want you to do before we do our private coaching stuff is I want you to take, make a list, make a pharmacy list. And if you go in the master tracker, just pick one of those, pick the discontinued if you're not taking it. But I want to see everything you have. You could even label it at the top, my personal pharmacy, my personal apothecary, and everything that you have. Because whatever you have that's bad, like I'll go, yeah, let's get rid of this. Whatever you have that's good quality that you don't need now, we'll say, let's just keep this. This might be something. Or let's just give this away because based on your genetics and what's going on, you probably don't need it. And then we'll look at what you do need and we'll use what you have already. If it's a brand that I go, well, this is an okay brand, but this is better. Let's let you use up what you have first. But if I look and go, this has this in it and this in it, this isn't going to be good for you, then you can get rid of it. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's basically it. Immune system. You know, you're not as bad as some of these folks with the gluten, but, you know, stay away from gluten. Well,
gluten has been a big issue. And on this trip, one meal, I took one fork of, I thought was quinoa, and the woman next to me starts saying that's...
one of their wheat, yeah. What do they call farro?
Couscous. And so the next day I had joint swelling in my hands, my right knee, and just throbbing in my elbow. And it was from one spoonful. And
I'm going to give you guys the tip.
For 7 or 8 years.
don't eat grains out. Dr. O'Brien did a study, and he compared the literature, but he also started asking questions. Found out that a lot of the non-gluten grains have been somehow contaminated. He was at a restaurant once, and he said he was going to order the rice. I think his sister, it was he or his sister, you know, basically I think she said, Tom, that might have gluten in it. He goes, it's rice. Why would it have gluten in it? She goes, because sometimes they add flour to it to keep it from sticking together. So sure enough, they asked, and sure enough, the rice had gluten in it, and he didn't eat it, fortunately. But, you know, you never know, right? So when I'm out at a restaurant, I want to stick to stuff I can recognize. An avocado, you know, a plate of vegetables, a salad, you know, nuts or seeds generally, although sometimes they're roasted when you're out, so I'm a little careful about that. And I always carry a little, especially if I'm traveling like overseas or whatever, I carry a little baggie with me that has nuts or seeds or some dehydrated kale that I dehydrated myself, just to make sure that I get enough at a meal, because some of the stuff you just can't trust. And I think grains are one of them. I wouldn't trust it. You know, it's unlikely, but although I've asked about lentil soup, and lentil soup has had gluten in it. Went to a Thai restaurant, fortunately I asked, because you never had a problem with gluten at a Thai restaurant unless it was obvious. And I went, okay, what on your menu is gluten-free? And they went, oh, the stir fry over here. I'm like, the tom yum soup? Like, what's gluten in there? Oh, we use whatever, tamari or flour or whatever. I'm like, so we don't go to that restaurant anymore because I ordered a plate of steamed broccoli and that's all I could eat. But, you know, you just have to ask, because it's not worth it to be feeling miserable. And you may be feeling miserable for a week or two, but inside, the biochemical havoc that it makes could be creating problems for 6 months. Those antibodies can live for 6 months or longer. So it's just super important that we just ask lots of questions. Ask if there's tamari in it, because most places don't use wheat-free tamari. And that way they won't even think about that being gluten. So we've got to just be really smart about the questions we ask. Okay. All right. So nothing else is stick well, blood pressure. Yeah. We'll go through this when we have our individual call. Eat a lot of arugula.
Okay.
And B6 is important. So if you're already taking B6, keep taking your B6. B6, DA, zinc. Yeah. And, you know, B12 and B9, we already talked about those. Whew. A lot going on, right? And so a lot of this stuff really helps you to see, like, well, I eat better than any of my friends. I'm more careful. I take more supplements. Why am I still having symptoms? Right? Because the genes are leaving us in a place where we have to be ultra, ultra super careful. And then creating balance is super important. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Right. Was New Zealand good other than getting gluten?
Yeah. And it was one of the easier places where they label gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, vegetarian. It was one of the easiest places to travel.
Awesome. That's good to know. I haven't been there in 25 years, so I'm due to go back. Great. Great. Thank you for being here. And I'm glad you went today, because tomorrow's going to be a zoo because everybody's there. All right, let me stop the recording and then I'll start a new one. I'm just going to stop and start it, even though we'll get some extra flu. I just don't want to take the risk.